slam on Sunday night for raising funds for Save Wollum. His name is Tristan Barnett. Welcome to Road Trip, Tristan.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, we were very impressed with your poetry and your palindromes, and especially the one about Mullum and Abba. You've just come to Byron Shire recently.
Just moved, yeah. From Sydney.
Yeah,
we won't hold that against you.
Well,
actually,
I was in Melbourne. Well, I've actually been in Adelaide as well. So, yeah. And then I was travelling prior to coming to Byron.
And you've been on a Buddhist retreat?
I was on a Buddhist retreat, as I was travelling. I was coming back to Sydney and then I went on a couple of Buddhist retreats.
How long were the retreats for? Were they like a month?
some of them can be challenging, 10 days, but no, these were kind of three, four days. It was a young Buddhist retreat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, an entry level, kind of like a gateway drug.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what has Buddhism and poetry got to do with one another?
It was interesting. So you're sort of in this environment. So you go away and you're in this space where it's just peaceful, and you can relax, and it gives you sort of and you want to do something. And I just thought, well, why not write a poem?
Yeah.
And I had this idea, or I had all these kind of words, and I play around with words, Word Finder in particular. You just put a string of letters or a name into Word Finder. And then it'll give you all those words within those, and that's how I sort of create my poetry.
Is Word Finder like an app?
Yeah, it's just a program. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got a PhD?
PhD in tennis, in tennis statistics.
Tennis statistics. You're a bit of a statistician. What is it about numbers that are so fascinating to you?
Logic. So it's very easy to if you're doing a PhD or you're writing up a thesis, it's very easy if you're dealing with mathematics or things which are very kind of well defined,
because
you can justify your results.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie.
Well, that's
people lie, numbers don't, but you can bend the truth with stats.
Oh, look, I use the mathematics in my writing or my poetry. If you want an example,
yes, please.
Tennis. Take Novak Djokovic, anagram Djokovic, COVID joke, and of course missing an E off the COVID. So to complete the Novak COVID joke, E is a transcendental number equal to 2.7182. Now, Novak, he was denied up to three slams, wasn't he? In fact, 2020 Wimbledon cancelled altogether and he was denied entry to another two more slams. So therefore, how many slams was he expected to win due to COVID? To complete the Novak COVID joke, a transcendental number of slams equal to 2.7182.
Right, you got me.
yeah,
amazing.
Admit. Why is E a transcendental number?
Because it can't be defined on the number plane. The pattern doesn't repeat. The numbers don't have any pattern.
You mean
so pi? Pi is the most common, 3.14.
But what about E equals MC squared?
Yeah. E is energy in physics. That's a physics equation. That's got nothing to do with mathematics. Yeah.
Or tennis. Pardon my ignorance. Isn't E a letter rather than an integer?
Yeah. It could represent a number of different things. Yeah.
So I love the way you're using maths and science and numbers to solve real world problems. We'll get to that in a minute because there are many, many real world problems confronting planet Earth right now. But let's start with a poem of yours inspired by Mullumbimby and ABBA and the ukulele band.
Okay.
Of which I'm in,
as you know.
No, it's interesting because I write pieces based on my experiences.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because that's what gives you the ideas.
Yeah.
And when I went to the... Look, how about I just read it out?
Okay, so you came to the Super Trooper night of the Mullum Ute.
Oh, I did.
Doing
I did.
ABBA.
It was in Mullum several weeks ago.
That's right.
And I never. You were in it. And I never. That's right. ABBA was one of the biggest, isn't it? in the 1970s. It's one of the big bands which you want to hear some sort of tribute.
Well, at the time, they were a bit kind of daggy. Like, we didn't really like them. And because when I was doing the deep dive into, as a ukulele bass player, what Abish song should I play, they had a, you know, they showed them on a UK TV show and they were kind of taking them up, Jules Holland. They're kind of like taking the piss out of ABBA.
How dare they?
Well, you know, it was, you know, but then you hang around long enough and things come around and now they're cool because their songs are extremely well crafted. They're pure pop. Like, it doesn't, you know, it's like pure mathematics.
Everyone is aware of their songs.
That's right. And their bass, the bass players that they got were extraordinary.
I thought it was great.
From bass to ukulele.
To ABBA. To ABBA. Poem, would you like to...
To Mullum.
Yeah. Okay.
What's it called?
It's called ABBA in Mullum, the day after the 25th of the 7th, 25. As the title suggests, there was some ABBA-type performance in Mullum on the 26th of the 7th, 25, where the previous day was the 25th of the 7th, 25, in line with the palindromic words ABBA and Mullum. More specifically, the show was advertised as ABBA Ukulele Fest with a tagline, "Whether you're an avid strummer or just here for the harmonies, this event is for you. Bring your uke, your voice, your friends, or just bring your love of ABBA." The event was held at the Courthouse Hotel in Mullumbimby, aka Mullum, a town in the Byron Shire in the Northern Rivers region of New South Wales, Australia, from 2 to 5pm on Saturday the 26th of July 2025, where the 1898 historic hotel pub even had modern-day washroom facilities, and the Portaloo was only part of the ABBA sing-along performance. Hence, can we derive some piece of logic or at least join the dots as to why the performance was held on the 26th of the 7th, 25, and not the 25th of the 725 to complete the palindromic trilogy, if we include the words ABBA and Mullum? Well, firstly, and even an event is often showcased as just as important as the actual event itself, e.g. New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, where the eve of the ABBA performance was the 25th of the 725. Now, let us look at... Turn to the page. Let us look at something more innovative and note that although the word ABBA is sequential in the hit song Abracadabra by Lady Gaga, the word abracadabra is not actually a palindrome, even though abatacaba sounds awesome for a DJ when transitioning between songs. The film Muriel's Wedding featured four classical ABBA hits, namely Dancing Queen, Waterloo, Fernando and Mamma Mia. If we consider ABBA to be the dominant pop group in the 1970s, then the dominant pop group in the 1960s could be considered as the Beatles. This latter band had a hit song titled Yesterday, which featured in the film Mr. Bean. And thus, if we equate the ABBA hits in the film Muriel's Wedding to the song Yesterday by the Beatles in the film Mr. Bean, then the obvious reference to the word yesterday to the ABBA performance in Mullum on the 26th of the 7th, 25 is indeed the previous day as drumroll plus ukulele, 25th of the 7th, 25.
That is genius. And as I heard, some people working at the Brunswick Picture House came up and gave you some great compliments, loved the way your mind worked.
And so did the audience, because you got lots of laughs. You had that audience eating out of the palm of your hand, laughs in all the right places.
Even though you didn't win anything,
yeah,
we thought you were worthy.
It's sort of interesting, because what is poetry? It comes down to what is poetry. Mm. So what piece of writing classifies as poetry? Well, and is Shakespeare poetry then?
Oh, his sonnets. His sonnets, absolutely. And I note there from you reading from your minuscule Ant publication that your poem looks like prose when I look over at it, because it doesn't look like it or has the metre or spacing of a poem.
Okay, well, yeah, okay. So I put together a flyer. In fact, I just use Canva. So you got a whole lot of words, yeah, thrown into Canva,
yeah,
and it'll AI, and it'll just give you something,
yes,
to go on. So this is what we were kind of using,
yes.
And I couldn't think of what to use for a cover, so that's why I thought, okay, why not just use a flyer,
yes.
And then I just managed to put all my pieces then in a book,
yes,
which I'll be performing in Byron.
Yes.
In the next probably week or so.
Yes.
And that way I can distribute or sell my book. Give a performance people liked the performance, and then they could just purchase the book.
And where will you be performing? Have you got any gigs locked in yet?
No, around a busking.
Busking poet.
Busking poet.
Fantastic.
Oh, the people's poet on the street.
On the street.
Yes, okay. And how much is The Minuscule Ant, and what does... Is The Minuscule Ant a poem by
The Minuscule Ant, that was the original piece... which I wrote back in the Buddhist retreat.
Uh-huh.
And I just read that out and everyone just liked it on the Buddhist retreat. But everyone is very nice on retreats, particularly Buddhist retreats.
So. It's true.
But you don't think the poem, The Minuscule Ant, is worthy?
Oh, no, it is. But I now perform that poem and I change the volume, I change the timing as I perform that. It's only 8 lines. Mm-hmm. It's even on the back of my car, on my business card.
Okay, I think we'd better hear it.
Performing is a different thing to just, to reading it. I'll just read it. How about I just read it?
Yeah, or you can perform it.
Perfect. I'll just read it. The Minuscule Ant by Tristan Barnett. Artist Trista without an N. Transit with an N. If tennis is in Tristan Barnett, then algebraist is in Ashley Barty. If an ant is minuscule, then a ptarmigan is not minuscule. So call me Bart, or call me Tart, or simply Bart Tart Tennis, with or without an N.
and yet you call yourself the Baron as well.
Oh,
where does that come from? Tell me.
Oh, the Baron. There's a story behind that. Yeah, I was playing bridge. I was playing bridge, contract bridge, and there's a software package called Bridge Baron where you can play against the computer. And when I was playing this, it comes up with this voice. When you go for a hint, it says the Baron says, or the Baron recommends 2 no trumps. And it just sounded so intriguing that I thought, okay, maybe I'll just adopt this kind of name, The Baron.
Okay.
And I kind of run with this.
Did you win against the computer?
In bridge, you will win against the computer. Okay. It's not like chess.
All right.
I don't know. Can anyone break chess computers?
No.
No. And even if they could, AI will then get better anyway.
Yes.
So AI will then beat the... Yeah.
Are you fearful of AI taking over?
No, I think AI is great. I think I could not do my poetry without AI because I need the words. And so no, AI is helping with your pieces.
So
I don't think AI could write these pieces. No.
Okay.
No.
So you, what do you do? You run your poem through AI,
I find the words. So if I want to find. If I put in a string of letters or a name, I do pieces based on names. Mm. I mean, the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, you can get full species of animals: ants, bees, hyenas, and abalone out of Anthony Albanese. I thought that was sort of quite amazing. And not only that, you need all those 4 animal species to actually complete every letter within Anthony Albanese. Also, the fact that ant itself, the word ant Albanese, you've got the ant
that's
itself,
right.
which is what I use with my minuscule ant or my ant.
We've had a texter text in and ask, all due respect, AI was used to help write that Mullum piece. Why?
I don't think AI was used. No, AI was not used in that Mullum piece.
Okay.
AI is used in certain pieces where I use specific names. I take profile names and then I want to find the words.
You want to find anagrams.
Within those names, anagrams or words within those names.
Yes. And it helps you speed up the process of finding the different words within anagrams within a name.
You will not find the words without having a software package.
Really?
No, I don't think you would be able to.
Wouldn't it take you just longer? I mean, one of my great pleasures is the Target.
It would take you years.
the Target.
Yeah, and even then you would still be missing
the Sydney
words.
Morning Herald, and then you test your brain by, you know, finding all the different words.
I mean, I found algebraist in Ashley Barty.
Yes.
That would be very difficult. That is the longest word in Ashley Barty. And the longest word in my name, Tristan Barnett, is actually bitartrates.
Right.
Which means
it's a chemistry term. It's a
okay
yeah
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 obscure.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about solving world conflicts, because that's what we're here to do, of course, now, here on Road Trip.
If you've just tuned in, you're on Road Trip. You're with Big Nelly and Dim Sim, and we're talking to Tristan Barnett about his love of tennis, PhD, statistics and poetry.
And solving world conflicts.
With all of those things combined.
How do we do it?
Okay, so again, I just thought, well, why not? This conflict... It seems to never end. So why not find something inspirational?
You're talking about the Middle East?
East conflict since 1948. Why not find something inspirational? Why not write a piece which could be inspirational as to whether the conflict could actually be resolved?
Yes.
Given that you're finding various words that seem somewhat magical or even spiritual, given their coincidences.
Yes.
And that's given the location of Jerusalem at the centre of everything.
That's right.
Okay. And so that's why I wrote a piece, yes.
Great. What's it called? This is In the Minuscule Ant, which you can pick up when you see our guest, Tristan Barnett, on the streets of Byron, reading poetry, performing poetry. And this one is
called? This one's called Beyond Serenity in Israel, Palestine Combined.
Give it to us.
The author decided to play around with words and Scrabble games from the 7th of June 2025 to find even just a slight hint as to whether the ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict could eventually be resolved with findings that appear to be somewhat magical or even spiritual given their coincidences. The findings are as follows. Israel was declared State of Israel on the 14th of May 1948 by the United Nations UN. Rachel Gunn, aka Ray Gunn, was somewhat controversial as a competitor in breakdancing at the 2024 Paris Olympics based on her style of dancing. Ray Gunn received 0 points by the judges and she did not progress past the first round. If we abolish the UN, then amazingly the word archangel is an anagram of Rachel Gunn.
Stop it.
On a similar word puzzle, former tennis player Mark Philippoussis, aka Flip, won 0 slams.
Or the poo.
Once again, if we abolish the UN from the card game Uno Flip, then we're left with 0 Flip or Flip winning 0 slams.
Oh.
Therefore, if the UN had not declared a State of Israel in 1948, or the UN never existed in the first place to be abolished, then would the Israeli-Palestinian conflict have ever occurred where the current Israelis' war on Gaza has killed at least 54,677 Palestinians and wounded at least 125,530, according to Gaza's health ministry? The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is the longest-serving Israeli PM in history for over 17 years in total. One of the longest words in Benjamin Netanyahu is anti-human, which scores, based on its net value, a total of 14 points in Scrabble. The word humanity can also be obtained out of Benjamin Netanyahu, which scores 16 points in Scrabble. The word anti-human is defined as being opposed or hostile to humanity. Given that humanity scores more points than anti-human in Scrabble, maybe gives an indication for the future that humanity is more likely than anti-human in Benjamin Netanyahu. One of the longest words in Palestine is penalties, and an anagram of Israel is Selah. The UN has imposed sanctions on the Israeli government and for Benjamin Netanyahu to face the International Court of Justice for war crimes. In June 2025, a British flagged yacht named Madeline, as part of the Freedom Flotilla mission, was intercepted by Israeli forces on the 8th of June while sailing to Gaza to provide humanitarian aid relief to the Palestinian people. Given that greenbug and earthnut can be obtained in Greta Thunberg, it's just fitting that the 22-year-old climate activist and humanitarian was amongst the crew on the sailor ship to Gaza. Given that neither of the above missions were successful, may help to explain why the reverse of words have occurred above, such that penalties apply to Israel according to the UN and sailor to Palestine, as in the sailor ship to Gaza, to provide humanitarian aid relief to the Palestinian people. The very fact that the reverse occurred appears somewhat magical, since if one or both missions were successful, then the word puzzle would not actually make sense, And thus, maybe these two outcomes, with Benjamin Netanyahu not facing the International Court of Justice for war crimes and the Maybelline ship to Gaza being aborted by Israeli forces, is the best outcome for long-term resolution to the conflict. The word serenities can be obtained out of Palestine-Israel, defined as a state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled. The word serenity resonates with the public as depicted in the Australian film The Castle, with the iconic line, "How's the serenity?" being associated with the Kerrigan family's holiday home in Bonny Doon. But serenity cannot be obtained within Palestine-Israel, but rather the plural form, serenities, where generally a plural form is more powerful or beyond the singular form, maybe an indication or a sign that beyond serenity can exist in Israel-Palestine combined.
Wow.
Incredible.
Incredible, yeah. That could be the solution. Getting the UN out of the picture.
Yeah. You sort of come up with things which, that's right, they seem somewhat magical, don't they? Something, maybe there's just something there.
Serenities. Okay.
How long did it take you to write that, Tristan, that poem?
These things, you think of the words, so writing itself is probably only going to be about a week or two.
Yeah.
But you think of the piece, and then you think of it over time, and then you need to think of the structure, and then you need what do you have? What words do you have? So the time I actually thought of the idea to the time I actually wrote the piece would have been months. Yes.
Right. Okay.
Some of these pieces could even go on for years. It could be years. Yeah.
Okay, so you put the word Benjamin Netanyahu through the program,
that's
and
right.
then that gives
that's
you
right.
the anagram.
And that,
okay.
and that gives you ideas. You put Palestine, Israel, and that's when you come up with right. with serenities.
Yeah. So it's AI assisted.
It is, yes.
Our text, Brian, has texted in saying, "Monty Python, the man who spoke in anagrams." He says it's a bit like Bowie's cut and paste technique,
yes.
which he got from William Burroughs. Do you know of that lineage to your craft here?
The Naked Lunch.
The Naked Lunch.
Okay.
Oh, what a novel.
Tristan, you're blazing a trail. Can't wait to see you on the streets of Byron with more poetry, more words, more ideas. I thought we might flip over to the Bee Gees.
Oh, what a great idea.
With a track.
Or the
called
GBs.
Words.
Or the EGBGs.
The EGBGs.
Or the egg Ebes.
Here they are. Thanks, Tristan, for coming in.
Thank you.
And good luck with your poetry.
Yes, that's great. Thanks.
Take care.